Stay relevant and up to date. Keep informed. This is 101.9 High FM.
Good evening. You're live with our HOD Hour on High FM. Tonight we're still focusing on leadership within the order especially. And if you want to WhatsApp 061-895-1019 or SMS 34519. I have with me in the studio, first of all, Thabo Mlengeni. He's the man who's behind the scenes looking after our technical side. And with me from Israel, Dr. Les Glassman, past president of one of the lodges in Israel, and also Bernard Schul, past grand president and currently the legal officer of the Hebrew Order of David International. Just before we get going and discussing anything, I just want to give you an update of a news item that we gave you last week, which was to do with the situation in Zimbabwe. And for those of you who might be familiar with Zimbabwe, in Bulawayo, there's a lodge called Savion Lodge, which is actually a place for the elderly. And the Hebrew Order of David, I'm proud to say, has managed to send a batch of medicine, much-needed medicine, to via the work of one Neville Kahn, one of our members, actually the vice president of Dr. Herzl Lodge. He managed to organize this package with the help of Dischem and transport via Mr. Brian Lieb, who organized to get the transport up. Then today at 3 o'clock, this desperate medicine was received at Savion Lodge in Bulawayo, and thanks to the work of these dedicated people. So in the studio, as I said, I have Bernard Schul and Les Glassman. Welcome, gentlemen.
Wow, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you, Stan.
And it's a wonderful pleasure. I'm going to start off with you, Les. Just give us a background to your membership in Israel and which lodge and something about your lodge.
Okay, so when I made Aliyah, it's nearly 25 years ago. It's hard to believe, but in 94, we came to Jerusalem, and I've got a very close friend that Murray Bank, that very interestingly, his sister has been nominated to be the ambassador, the American ambassador to South Africa.
Yes, and yet to be appointed, but we are hoping that she will be. It'll be a great thing to have a Jewish lady representing America in South Africa. We can't ask for better.
And her grandfather and the whole family they were one of the founders of HOD in South Africa.
Correct.
So Murray, a very good friend of mine, we're in dental school together. He encouraged me to join a lodge which we reestablished, Lishkat Ir David. And it's been such an amazing journey with that
in
lodge.
Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem. And I've been a member ever since. And I'm so grateful to HOD and HOD International being part of this most incredible organization.
And so, Les, you've been a member of Lishkat Ir David, but we have two lodges in Israel.
The other one is Moledet. It's in Ranana.
Right.
And what we try to do and what we have done, and we have a connection between the two, and we've had joint functions, and we just encourage to do joint events together.
Yes, it's been actually when you go there, there's a great harmony and a feeling of real havershaft with the members of the lodges in Israel. A lot of them are ex-South Africans. The Jerusalem Lodge, Lishkat Ir David, has a number of Israeli members. And funny enough, we've actually translated the workings of the lodge workings into Hebrew. So if there ever was going to be a Hebrew-speaking lodge in Israel, we can open. Just give us some idea of what's happening with the lodge in Lishkat Ir David, some background.
So we've been involved in many different organizations helping the motto projects. The motto of HOD, La Haftar Larecha Kamocha, to help your fellow man, and that's basically what the lodge does. It's not only is involved in charity organizations and organizing events, which we invite a lot of people to, but tzedakah-wise, we give a lot of charity, and whenever we ask to help in establishing different or joining with different organizations, we're always willing, and we're always more than willing to help.
All right, with that as a bit of a background, Bernard Schul with us in the past Grand President, as a member of the Lodge Shofar back in the day, now a member of Lodge Negev. I don't want to say the leading lodge in the order because we have a lot of lodges in America, but certainly a strong contender. And Bernard, give us some background.
Well, Stan, I was initiated into the order in 1973. Fortunately, I was given a bit of rope, so to speak, so that I could do my own thing within the confines of the order. And within about 3 or 4 years thereafter, I was elevated to the Grand Executive, which I've served now continuously for about 45 years.
Right, so, and grown a beard in the time. And
that comes naturally. You don't interfere with
the young, the youngest person with a beard that I know.
Thank you. Right.
And, yes, so Lodge Shofar came and went, but in its time was a strong lodge. But of course the lodges in South Africa have become only 8. We were something in the order of about 60. But with the immigration and the changes in where people lived around the country, Cape Town, Durban, PE and East London remain, and of course Johannesburg, which incorporates Benoni and Sandton. So what happened to your lodge in the interim?
You mean Lodge Shofar?
Lodge Shofar.
Yes. No, well, unfortunately, it was because of emigration in the 80s that we lost a large volume of our membership, and people couldn't carry on in the small numbers that we were, and they transferred to other lodges, and others just faded out.
Right, and then elevated from that point into the high ranks of the order, becoming the Grand President. The Grand President, if my memory serves me, something like 30 years ago, 1986?
1986 to 88 years.
And travelled around to other areas of the world where you became quite well known. You're known throughout the order as the legal officer, organized the constitution. We've made several changes under your guidance over the time, with the advent of and the growth of lodges in America, Canada, and of course United Kingdom, being part and parcel of the background of that. So what do you have to say about that time, that time in the order?
Well, Stan, that was really a highlight in my life, being able to serve the order at that level. And not only the order as such, but all the various charities and projects that were undertaken by the order internationally. At that time, we had Rhodesia, later Zimbabwe, we had Israel. And it was my great pleasure and delight always to represent the order at installations of the annual installations of offices, not only in South Africa, but in these countries as well. It entailed, of course, a lot of travel, as one had to put in at the time.
Yes.
And there's nothing to get on the plane, go to Zimbabwe, go to Israel, go to England in one stage. And it was really a highlight. And, of course, one of the great things of the Hebrew Word of David, if I may just emphasize this, is meeting people all over the world. There are a number of people that I would never have met in my life if it was not for the Hebrew Word of David. And I'm not only talking overseas, I'm talking here in South Africa.
Sure.
Bloemfontein, Kroonstad, to name a few places. The whole Witwatersrand right across from Nigel, from Delmas, in fact. Delmas, I remember, Springs, Benoni, Boksburg, Germiston very strongly. On the other side, Roodepoort, Krugersdorp, Randfontein.
Basically everywhere there was a Volkskas Bank.
Well, as such. And then in the Free State, of course, there was it was Bloemfontein. There was Welkom. Just off the top of my head, those are the few that I can remember immediately.
Can I mention, I can second that. You know, in Israel, when we have our joint meetings with Moledet in Renana, and you meet the people, and a lot of them are ex-South Africans and from all over the country. From Delmas, as you mentioned, there was Dr. Salman, and you get to know the people, and it's so interesting when you ask where they came from, and there's an instant connection.
Quite so.
You have a tremendous connection.
Well, I remember, for instance, going out to Delmas to go and do an installation of offices, which we used to do in one night. We used to leave in the afternoon, arrive there, be fed a tremendous meal, and conduct the installation, whatever it is. And then subsequently, after that, we'd sit down to a massive banquet as well.
Yes,
and get back the same night. But the beauty was, you sat in a car with maybe four or five other brethren, one carload, two carloads, three carloads, so I don't know how many was going through, and you developed a closeness, a chavashaft. And this is one of the things about the order as well, which I very, very much appreciate, is not only meeting people, but becoming closer friends.
And it's everlasting friendships.
And indeed.
And in fact, if you go around the world, you hear the South African accent almost everywhere. And in the lodges, there's due to the immigration situation, is that's where we've managed to open overseas, especially, well, definitely in Israel, but definitely as well in the United Kingdom, in Canada and America, although there is a change of foot while people from real Americans, born and bred Americans, so to speak, natives of the country, are joining the order as well in their numbers. So it has been an effect around the world. I'm going to take a short break while you put on the kettle and have a cup of coffee. Just listen to the ads and the music. We'll come back in a moment.
Connecting our community. Choose life. Choose life. 101.9 High FM.
You're connecting with the community. This is the HOD Hour. If you want to send an SMS, please send 34519 and we'll try to answer. Just a quick announcement. On the 16th of May, we have the Royals, which is an event where we have been doing for many years. We bring elderly people and not so elderly to come to the HOD Center where we have an entertainer. And this month in May, 16th of May, we have Ezra Scher, who will be entertaining. And there's also some snacks and some drinks and so on afterwards, not hard liquor, but coffee and tea. And it will take place, as I said, on the 16th of May. We're back with Bernard Schull, past Grand President of the Hebrew Order of David, Les Glassman, past President of Lishkat Ir David, that's Lodge Ir David in Jerusalem. And Bernard, you were, I cut you short at the end of that last thing, and now he's got something desperately wants to say.
No. Just to continue with the traveling situation, I've been honored by actually being deputized to go to the States and Canada at the beginning of April, just before Pesach, to represent the Hebrew Order of David South Africa at the installation of offices in Boca Raton and in Toronto.
Yes, the annual installation coming up. We have three installations, actually. One in San Diego, which is a lodge that's barely a year old, was formed last year. I was privileged to be there for the consecration of the lodge. And the person who's been heading it up is an ex-Krugersdorp brother by the name of Aubrey May Roberts. And he's done a wonderful job in getting together young American people, including the rabbi. And funny enough, the rabbi's wife, if you know the ice cream shop here in Glen Hazel, the rabbi's wife is the sister of the lady who owns the...
Oh, it's a small world.
Yeah. Latissimo. So if you like the ice cream, go in and say hello. I sent her a message from the Robertson, and it was well received. Yes,
now, can I just mention, I also feel very privileged that you asked me to represent Israel when England had their anniversary. I think it was their 20th anniversary.
Yes, at the 20th anniversary last year.
And it was
2 years ago.
It was such an honor to represent Israel and to meet with representatives of HOD from all over the world. And you were there, and it was incredible, incredible event.
Right. And we actually brought quite a number. We were very well represented from South Africa, particularly from America. The current Grand President was there, as were many others. David Joss, the past Governing Lodge President. We had a very good turnout, and it was an excellent weekend.
We brainstormed,
absolutely.
And we really connected all from all over the world. It was
planned the next 20 years in England and in the United Kingdom. And in fact, the Hebrew Order of David this year is 115 years old since its inception in 1904. And, we're still going strong. Bernard, what do you say about membership? Give us, your feelings. I know you're a strong protagonist of putting together more lodges in South Africa, and we want to go ahead with that.
Thanks, Dan. I have one particular line in the Hebrew Order of David, and that is to practice our motto, V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. To me it means chesed. In fact, the order has been described in the past as chesed in action. And chesed is carried out by everybody on a daily basis, giving of yourself. It's not a matter of putting your hand in your pocket and dishing out a few rand as tzedakah. Chesed is giving of yourself. And the beauty of chesed is that, as we learn from Pirkei Avot, that the world stands on three pillars, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilah Chasadim. Why in the plural? Because two people, if it's people involved, gain from this act of chesed, and that is the giver and the receiver. So the Hebrew of David is an ideal vehicle for all people who would want to become more active in their community and give chesed. We are taught also through the Pirkei Avot that the study of Torah is good and fine, but you must also practice it. And one of the aspects of practice of Torah, obviously, is to, in fact, carry out acts of loving kindness.
Can I mention? Liz.
Okay. So, Bernard, what you mentioned, it's so real. You know, just before I came here in December, I'm sure our listeners are aware, there was a South African, Chaim Silverstein, a very close classmate of mine from King David, and his pregnant daughter, unfortunately, was shot. They live in Ofra. And I went to the hospital that's in Sharatelik. It's very near where I live, in Beit Vagan. And it was very hard to go, but I met him and I met the family. And I was coming to South Africa and I said, look, I'm going to be in Joburg. Is there anything I can bring from South Africa? And the kids, they all said to me, they love Appeltaser. And I was leaving very soon. So I immediately phoned a fellow HRD member, Aroysha, and I phoned people in Renana. How can we get them Appeltaser? They're still at Sharatelik. And Roy went, he sourced out where the supplies of Appeltaser, and he personally went to the shops and he bought like a caseload of Appeltaser, and he personally went to Sharatelik to give to the family. And this just, it exemplifies what you say, what HRD stands for. You know, and quietly, without any advertising, without any, I'm just mentioning it because I thought it was such an amazing, he brought a bit of happiness to a family that are suffering so much. And this is just what HRD is.
Yes, and so it gives you the opportunity at any time to really step up to the plate. Yep. Because, you know, there is no limit on what you can do. And it doesn't always have to be the big project that makes the difference. It's the little things that count.
And Stan, also I must emphasize that we do not differentiate the degree of practice or how observant one is in the order.
Right.
If you are married, you're married to a Jewess, you're over 18 years of age, you can join the order. The important thing is, however, that the practice of kashrut is absolute with us. We also observe all the chagim, Shabbat, etc. And so we're open to all levels, if I may put it this way, of observance.
Right.
But I'm actually putting out an invitation, if I may, to people that are listening in who are dati and who would like to become involved in doing Gemilut Chasadim, to get in touch with us. You'll enjoy being a member of the order.
And in fact, it'll further what you actually are all about. If you're dati, then it means that you want to do those acts of loving kindness. And in fact, these are the opportunities which are not presented every day of the week in anywhere else. Certainly, you know, you can do it within the confines of your synagogue or your shul, but in fact here it gives you an opportunity to work within the community which surrounds the lodge, and that's where we are at our best. Witness the last story from Les. Witness our activities taking stuff to Zimbabwe, and those are the things which make a big difference in a little way.
Just adding on to that, HRD is very involved with Zikron Menachem.
Yes.
It's a wonderful organization founded by, the people from HRD that are very, very involved. They were involved from the very initial stages, helping cancer victims and their families. And what's very interesting also, I'm very fortunate that the head offices are in the Zichron Menachem is in Beit Vagan as well. And we've often had joint functions with them, and we've had installations together, and we've had events with Zichron Menachem. And what's very interesting is that in Zichron Menachem, they also have a room where they learn. So you can have
very religious, irreligious, everybody together. Whoever comes there, in fact, it covers the entire spectrum of Israeli society. You even have, you don't have to be Jewish. They, somebody who suffers from cancer, it transcends everything. So you have many, it's many Israelis, but Israelis comprising of Jewish, non-Jewish, Muslim, Christian, everybody goes there and they feel at home there. And HOD partners with Zichron Menachem, and I think it's a most incredible organization.
And also added to that, two things. One thing is that women in the who are doing their military service can spend up to 6 months of their time in the army.
Sherut Lumi.
Yes, and they can work there and help the organization, and that's one side of it. The other side of it is that the lodges in the United Kingdom have made this a project, and every year, every couple of years, I don't think it's every year, they bring all the children who are suffering from cancer, and a plane load leaves Israel and comes to the United Kingdom, and the Hebrew Order of David, the HRD lodges, get together for a day where they treat these children from breakfast, from sunup to sundown. They take them out on outings, they give them food, they look after them, they give them fantastic things. A couple of years ago, they even got some sports cars. They managed to hire them, and they drove these kids around, gave them a treat, driving around in these fancy sports cars. And so, you know, and it's a community project where the community participates, the kids participate, and it's a heart-rending moment when they leave, because they really make a big day of this. And I've seen video footage of this, and it's something to behold as an organization. It's kol hakavod to them and kol hakavod to the lodges in England.
And the people that invite the community, they say that they get so much out of just participating.
Yes, and some of these kids
it's the highlight of their calendar, their calendar.
Some of these kids will definitely survive, but some of them don't have much time to go, and it gives them something at the time to really hang on to. It's worthwhile. Les, just give us some more background to the lodge, the brethren, how are they doing there?
So we're doing very well. In Israel, unfortunately, we don't have a Sunday. So as say, whenever you come to Israel, you'd see. So it's not that easy.
But everybody takes a Sunday, so they go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You've got a four-day work week.
But we do have our meetings, and they're relatively well attended. And we have had some very, very successful events. We've had joint events at the OU, the Israel Center. We had a book launch there, and we were once very involved in a dental clinic that really helped a lot of people. And now we're looking for other projects that we can really make a difference. But we have monthly events and monthly talks, and our meetings are actually we get together when we can, but when I was the president, I tried to do more joint ventures with Moledit, with Renana, and yes, we have had also when we should have more, but we had joint ventures with Moledit as well, and that I think that is where. The ideals are the same. It's just although Renana and Jerusalem aren't proximity, we're not so far away. Time-wise, people who are working every day, it's difficult to make the time, but people do make the effort, and thank God we're doing quite well.
Well, the lodge in Moledit, of course, is on a biannual basis, we award the best newsletter.
And they
have won it for a number of years. They put a lot of effort into it. And a lot of information flows from it, and you can see that they're actually doing a lot of work. Yeah. And in fact, they look after they even go to the extent of looking after widows of brethren who've passed away, and it's a real family. And, now I see, or from a grand executive point of view, which is the overarching body of the Hebrew Order of David, we have a monthly, telecon via voice over IP, and we discuss all the different projects and everything that's happening in the different parts of the world. And we get positive reports coming from Michael Bloch, who's our representative in Israel, and he reports positively on what is happening with the Jews. And even in times of the elections, and we get some feedback on that, Who's going to win this time? Is it a lottery?
Wow. So today we're going to have the news. Yes. If there's going to be indictment or not. Israel is never a dull moment.
Mm.
But it's just that the country exists is a miracle in itself.
Absolutely. Bernard, give us some thoughts about the Hebrew Order of David currently, what you see in South Africa.
Stan, we're a small, dynamic crowd of brethren who have a common object, and that is to do for others. And that really sums it up. And for people who want to practice Yiddishkeit, this is a must.
So we have a project in South Africa, Liz, you might be interested, somewhat a photographer, although we're going to talk about philately in a few minutes, but we have a project called The Day in the Life of a Jew in South Africa. It's a very simple project. Today, with technology, you have a cell phone. Everybody has a cell phone, right? You can take a photograph, sometimes even better than good cameras. You can take a photograph of any situation involving something to do with Judaism. Send it in to us, to info or admin@hrdavid.org. You can phone us and get some more information on 011-640-3017. We hope, if all goes well, to publish a book, but certainly we will be putting these photographs on our website, which will be launched during March, and we will be giving some prizes totaling 25,000 rand to the winners of the various categories, etc. So we put a lot of effort into this, and I'm sure that from a community point of view, wherever you are, just take a photograph. It's dead simple. Don't only send it in. We know that a photograph says 1,000 words, but we don't want 1,000 words. Just send us a little bit of blurb to attach, a headline, a caption, etc., and send it in, and we're going to publish it in the near future if we can, sometime during the year. And it's just showcase what can be done and what is being done in South Africa by jury.
Stay relevant and up to date. Keep informed. This is 101.9 High FM.
Stay relevant and keep informed. So we are informing you about the activities of the Hebrew Order of David, which is an international body, 115 years old this year. The Hebrew Order of David is based in Johannesburg, is where our head office is, and the HOD Center in Oaklands Road, Orchards. And we also are busy with certain projects. I want to give you one more project, which is a golf day, which is taking place on the, I think it's in the early in June. And if you want to contact anybody about the Dr. Herzl Golf Day on the 5th of June, contact Jeff Salsky, 076-686-8259, or info@hrdavid, or admin@hrdavid.org, or 640-3017. During the break, we were discussing the amount of time that brethren, what we call brethren, members of the Hebrew Order of David, put into the organization. And we're making the point about how much time each brother really has to dedicate to the order, or how little time he wants to within your own grasp. Bernard, you had something positive to say on that.
Yes, Stan, I was just going to merely indicate that it's up to each individual member as to how much time he wants to put into what he's doing. He's expected to put in one meeting a month, which is roughly an hour, to meet with his general meeting of the brethren of the lodge. And then whatever projects he's involved in, it's up to him how much time he's going to put into it.
And basically that meeting is a feedback on projects that are in progress or post-mortems of projects that are past, and planning for the future, because each member of the Hebrew Order of David has a say in what they do. So each lodge will decide what charities to support, what work to be done, what kind of Chavashaft days you have. And it's up to each one. And of course the person that's putting in the idea should really back it up by putting some time into it. But you have other people who can assist you on these projects. We have the resources at the HRD to be able to conduct any size project virtually. And as Bernard says, you don't have to dedicate your whole life to it. You can put in time. You can balance it. Of course, you've got to balance time between your family, but we always say the HRD comes first. Some wives may differ, but basically we have a training course on how to teach wives to allow their husbands to go to meetings and participate. After all, we do let our ladies go to the Union of Jewish Women and these organizations which are women based. So why shouldn't we have our time?
I think some wives are quite happy that the husbands go.
Exactly. Bernard, you're pulling faces. What do you have to say?
You're treading on very sore toes there.
But Bernard, picking up from what you said, you know, I would also, I really would encourage even those who are like more religious or everybody secular, you can join the Hebrew Order of David and you can do your own projects. If you have a specific charity that you really have a passion for, so become a member of the Hebrew Order of David. Our goal is all the same, to do charity life, to lerech kamocha, and then you can focus your energies and you can encourage other people to also, you can show them what this charity is or what your passion is, and you can put it into action. And the Hebrew Order of David is such a wonderful organization. It's been going on for so long and it's been so successful. You know, I just want to mention, when I see people and I ask them, where do you come from? And they tell me which dorpi, like you mentioned, or where they come from. Most of the parents, the fathers, the grandfathers were members of the Hebrew of David. My late father-in-law was a member in Salisbury, in Rhodesia. And a lot of people that you meet, their family members, they still remember the regalia they wore, and they remember that they were members of HOD. So I think we have to reignite and we have to really encourage people to become members of this most incredible organization that has given so much to the community. And it's just there waiting for people to join, and you have the freedom to do what you want, in a way. It's such a...
At almost any level.
At any level, really. It's a word, it's like a bracha. It's such a wonderful thing that the Jewish community created, and it should just go from strength to strength. It really should. It should, even in South Africa, although a lot of people have immigrated, there's still a lot of Jews left here, and it's a strong community. And the Hebrew Order of David, thank God we're now on the radio, and it's heard all over the world, and it is going from strength to strength. And I just would, personally, I'd encourage everybody, irrelevant what your religious level is or where you're standing, this is a place for everybody.
And in line with that, we, over the coming shows, we're going to be showcasing a lodge almost every week, speaking to the presidents, the vice presidents of these lodges around the world, and be prepared to be blown away. The work that the Hebrew Order of David does in all these different places, from San Diego through the whole of America, Texas, California, as I said, Florida, right up into Georgia, and that's when Atlanta, where we have four lodges, to Toronto, to London in the United Kingdom, to Israel, Jerusalem, and Renana. And in South Africa, of course, we have eight lodges. And the Hebrew Order of David punches well above its weight. Despite numbers, we're not the biggest organization in the world, but we're certainly the strongest Jewish fraternal organization internationally. And we have the wherewithal to do it. And these lodges in America lately, but we also have our track record in South Africa, where we've done amazing work, and we've helped places in Israel. We've helped places in England in the beginning, and now all these lodges are working towards the same aim, and we're looking for work to be done. And we have a wish list, which we've established at the beginning of this program, and we are asking anyone, come forward and tell us what your project is, and let's see if we can assist. So we're not looking to hand out money. That's not our objective. What we are looking for is organizations that have need. At the moment, we're talking to an organization which is providing education to kids who have left school and are on the way to university but need a bridge year where they're going to learn about what to expect at university. And we're busy talking to organizations to provide cell phones so they can get communication between them. And it's happening. It's in the process of coming to fruition. And that type of project, there are many out there, and the Hebrew Order of David would like to get involved in these projects and help where we can across the color line, across into the, our motto, V'ahavta l'rekha kamocha, embraces helping anywhere you can. So helping the underprivileged, helping those people who are in need. And we have that ability. And we have the people.
Thank you. And I mentioned, you know, HOD helped. There's a place in Jerusalem called Matav HaShoah, the Chamber of the Holocaust. It's not that well known because Yad Vashem is the main organization representing Holocaust awareness in Israel. Anyway, Matav HaShoah was the very first Holocaust museum on Mount Zion. And they needed, shelves. They needed bookcases. And Mori and I went there and we met with the curator and we actually got these bookshelves and we got artifacts that they put in and we put the HOD logo on. And today, the Matav HaShoah, a lot of tourists come there now. And about 4 weeks ago, the son of Sugihara, the Japanese consul general, who issued 2,000 visas, they saved 67,000 Jews and the whole Mir Yeshiva from Kovno in Lithuania, his son came to the Matav HaShoah.
Wow.
And they put a... It's a plaque in honor of his father, and it was on Israeli television. And that place, at one time, it was not doing so well, but HOD came there. We used to have functions, and we still do have functions. And it's on the map now. It's Alamapa, they say it's on the map. But HOD was there to help, and we did help. And we donated a library, and there are many things that we've donated. Julian Gesalter, whose family also were HOD members, gave a talk, and he donated extremely valuable documents, anti-Semitic documents from Germany that were, we framed it and we put it there. And when they needed our help, we were there. So there are many things that HOD do without really advertising, but it really makes a difference.
The Hebrew Order of David actually South Africa has launched many, many ex-South Africans into all areas around the world. We've just launched, ex-South Africans are very involved in the launch to the moon from, Israelis involved, but of course there's behind it is Elon Musk's technology.
That's voracious.
And all of those things that are very involved. And, on the question of launching, the Hebrew Order of David generated lodges around the world from a small beginnings in 1904 when two men came from England, found the need to form an organization, formed the Hebrew Order of David International, grew into this organization, 115 years old, and has now spread its wings and have the lodges around the world doing the good and following in the footsteps with the same model, the same blueprint. And if you go to any lodge around the world, you'd expect to see the same thing. So you'll know what to do in every single place. South Africans may not realize it, but I think that if you took the surnames of every family in South Africa and linked it to the Hebrew Order of David, I doubt that there would be any surname not linked to the Hebrew Order of David in this country. It's actually phenomenal. We have a big database, in those names, I've looked through it, you can see the connection to South African Jewry. And now, of course, we are spreading around the world where names are sometimes different, the same name spelled differently or completely different names, but we have a presence in the world.
Absolutely.
Well, Stan, in fact, in the 1940s and the 1950s here in South Africa, it was a must to be a member of the order.
Yes.
Everybody that mattered, whether the Gaboim in the shul, the chairman in the shul, down to the charity workers, whoever it was, and taking it back to its early days where it started off as a cooperative society, where medical aid was provided. And in fact, one of the features in the very early days was a lot of immigrants arrived in the country and they were working on jobs. And unfortunately, at the time of the death of a close one, they had a sort of shiva. The Hebrew Order of David gave them shiva pay to make up for their lost income. And this is the type of foundation that the order is based on.
And we're still providing assistance in many ways. In South Africa, in some of the smaller places like Benoni, for example, the lodge members from ex-Benoni, they travel out there to provide a minyan on a Shabbos where they can't get a minyan. In Port Elizabeth, East London, country communities, we've always helped to provide that sort of assistance to the communities, which is something which is little known, but is worth is worth talking about.
And I think when you go into the homes, you can often see candlesticks, or you can see Kiddush cups, when there was a marriage that the HOD donated, and they presented to the newlyweds. And there's a lot of memorabilia of HOD that that was in the homes. People proudly had them in their homes, in, showcased on their mantelpieces.
Well, I'm actually glad that you raised that point, because we are in the process of completing our archive, and we're putting in, we have archives going back, of course, for many, many years, photographs, memorabilia of items that you're talking about. And I'm sure that there are people around the country, families who've got things that belong to the Hebrew Order of David, medals of service, Kiddush cups, wedding candlesticks we used to give, things like that that continuously come to the center. But if anybody has anything, we'll happily collect them if you're not going to be using it. I mean, if it's taking pride of place and you use your grandfather's Kiddush cup on a Friday night, please continue. But just make sure that the name is facing forwards to the rest of the people on the table. But that your wife realizes that this was a pair of candlesticks given to the family by the Hebrew Order of David. But if you've got anything that you're not using, we'll give it pride of place in our archives. And we've just established a room where we're going to be displaying all of these things with the names and with the source of where they came from, to be able to show what we can do.
I think you did it on the centenary. It was, you had a lot of the items placed
there. Yes, we displayed it, yeah.
And it was displayed beautifully.
Quite amazing what we have there.
That's a wealth.
Reflecting the history of the country, actually. Les, would just give you a few minutes. Les is a dentist practicing in Israel, comes here every year to visit, I think, his mother.
And also to work a bit.
And also to work a bit. But besides that, he's not so interested in dentistry as he is in philately, and he's a world-renowned expert, travels the world. But it's absolutely true. Travels the world to exhibitions about stamps, and those of you don't know what philately is, because I now always said philately will get you everywhere.
Yeah.
And so, of course,
stamps know no boundaries.
And definitely gets Les all over the place. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so
Israeli stamps mainly.
So it was very interesting. In November, my wife and I, we were invited to represent Israel in Fellbach, in Germany. It's right next to Stuttgart. And it was a joint Germany-Israel exhibition. And it was with really mixed feelings that we went, because in July, we were in Poland. And we saw the unspeakable in the different camps. So going to Germany was a bittersweet experience because of the history. But we went, and it was amazing. The mayor of the town, she was so inviting. She came up to us and she said that she went to Israel when she was 18, and she fell in love with the country. And at the opening ceremony, it was just an Israel-Germany exhibition. They had the Israeli flag. They had the Israeli flag flying outside, and they had books with Israel and Germany. And they actually issued two stamps with Israel and Germany on the stamp. And they had a cancellation with the Brandenburg Gate and the menorah. And I found it very significant, and I felt it's such an honor to be there. And I spoke at the opening, and it was translated into German. And wearing a yarmulke, people came up to me, and one of the judges actually said, and he sent it to me, a stamp that he himself had designed about the shul in the area that unfortunately was destroyed in Kristallnacht, the night of shattered glass. But he designed the stamp and he sent it to me. And it was just such an honor to represent Israel in Germany. And the people were so happy that we came. And it was a very, very successful exhibition. And seeing that you can buy these two stamps, which says Deutschland, it was from the Deutsche Post, the German Post, which says on the stamp, Deutschland and Israel. It was very moving. And to see the menorah together with the Brandenburg Gate in the cancellation, wow, it was something very special.
And Israel is still one of the largest producers of stamps. I mean,
yeah, so
really against the trend.
But you know what? It commemorates the various events that happen in the country and the different festivals.
We're bringing out a new stamp every day.
But you learn so much about the history. But more than that, to our listeners out there, and I think this is also with HOD, if people have got just a bit of a word of advice, if people have got old letters, Don't throw them away. You do not know what's inside those letters. That's your history. Sometimes you can find in those letters, letters going back to Lithuania, HOD memorabilia. If you see an old certificate, old photographs, this is one's history. And as a collector, or I would strongly recommend all the listeners and all HOD and non-HOD members and future HOD members to keep all the certificates that were given, all the photographs, all the old letters, and to go through them, and you'll see treasures. The greatest treasures are in there.
Right. There was a there's a family here, the Schwab family. They found letters going back. They actually made it into a book and into a project, but they found letters of that were written to the grandfather from overseas, all about the Holocaust, and it's now at the exhibition is at the Holocaust Center here, and they've, you know, you're right. I mean, this is, people are probably sitting on these in an attic. Somebody someday will pull it out and may not even know the connection, but I mean, so everybody go into the attic. If you find anything for the HOD, if you find anything, letters, old letters, anything that you have, let us know. I'm sure if you've got the stamps, we can send them to Les in Israel if you don't want them. The Israeli.
There's Boys Town. They'll be more than happy to. I give a lot of the stamps to Boys Town.
It's in here or in Israel?
In Israel. And Israel. The boys are so happy. They every week they go and they say, what new stamps can we get?
I think actually stamp collecting, it does give you an idea of geography. I think it's something that
You learn world history. Yes, and you see the different events that have happened in the different countries, and it just showcases the different countries. It's a wonderful ambassador for each country.
Okay, in the remaining minutes of the show, because they keep us to a strict deadline, Tabo is a strict timekeeper. Bernard, last word. Second last word. I'm going to give Les the last word since he's a visitor.
Well, Stan, I can't do more than almost repeat what I have said throughout this program, the show today, and that is that this is a place for Jewish men to show their mettle, join the Hebrew Order of David, and let's see what you can do.
And I would just like to say it's been such an honor and a privilege to be a member of the HOD, and I would encourage, and I second what you say, Bernard, I would encourage everybody to at least try and to become a member and just see what you have. We have a gem in this community, and that's the HOD, and I would just encourage everybody to inquire and find out what the HOD is doing. You can see it on YouTube. We have videos of the HOD as well. But I would really, I stress, I would encourage everybody to get more involved in the community, and HOD is a wonderful vehicle.
And if you want to get involved in the Hebrew Order of David and you don't actually want to join, or you're a woman who can't join because you're a woman, not because we would keep you out in any, for any other reason, please support our projects. Give us your money. We need it.
Which helps
the projects
others.
Need it, which helps others. Whenever, whatever you get, the Hebrew Order of David gives the money away. We pay to be members. Although we volunteer, we pay to be members. But at the same time, we are organizers, and we give away the net gain. So we only keep very little back for admin, and that's what we do. So I want to thank you two for coming here. It's been an absolute privilege
to have
you here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Worthy Brother Bernard, he's a worthy brother, senior member of the Hebrew Order, still active. That sounds like you're very old, but you're very young.
I am.
I've got a number of years to go. And thank you for coming in. I wish everyone a good Shabbos and good night.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you so much.